are constant. God's Word by Maria Fontaine.
The Word and our relationship with the Lord are the constants in our lives as Christians and in our service for the Lord. Everything can change in our lives. Our circumstances, our health, our homes, our countries of residence, our ministries. But His Word never fails to guide us and to be an enduring presence in our lives. It is our spiritual ballast, our anchor, our moral and spiritual compass, our lifeblood, our joy, our peace, our hope, our vision, and our comfort. The Word has been and is core to who we are, our way of life, our beliefs, our values, our mission, how we raise our children, how we conduct ourselves, and it has sustained us through all the challenges that we have faced throughout the years. Your connection with the Lord is a priceless treasure, the pearl of greatest price, something that is of immense value. No one can chart the course of your life and faith for you, or tell you precisely how the Lord wants you to operate and the decisions you need to make in your walk with Him. Within that broad tunnel of Christian principles, the Lord wants to accompany you in your personal walk of faith. How He leads you to express your discipleship could be radically different in some ways from how others feel called to express their discipleship. And we should celebrate those differences and empower others to identify their personal calling and path and support them on their journey. Although each of us has to personally connect with the Lord and seek His will, the Word of God continues to be the foundation of our faith. God's Word is the essence of our life of faith. The Word is the secret of power and victory and overcoming and fruitfulness, and fire, and life, and warmth, and light, and leadership. Food for your soul, and strength for the battle. The most powerful truth on earth. The very spirit and life of God Himself. The spiritual spark of God that ignites us with His life, light, and power. The primary means by which we receive God's communication and are made aware of His will, and thereby receive the faith and strength to carry on for Him in this life. The very life of God that gives us spiritual life and food and nourishment and strength and health. The secret of victory or of defeat. The secret of success or failure. Faith is built by faithful study of God's Word. You have it because you're full of the Word of God. If you keep close to the Word and really let it change you, you will grow steadily and mature into what the Lord wants you to be. The only way on God's earth to find true freedom is to continue in God's Word. His truth and His Word is what makes us free. The Word of God is your spiritual ballast, your only hope of salvation, the only thing that will keep you steady and on the firm foundation of truth. The Word is also a light that drives away and defeats the enemy's darkness. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. When you fill your mind with the Word of God, you don't have room for the darkness. His Word is the most powerful weapon in the world. The Word can change hearts and change minds and win followers to Christ and His cause. Here is a review of some of the Bible verses that are the foundation for our understanding of the crucial role of God's Word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Surely I will pour out my Spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The word, both new and old, is overflowing with beautiful and timeless promises, prophecies, and words, more than we can even retain and hide in our hearts. There are also many things written in the word for our instruction, so that we can benefit from the lessons of faith that others have learned. There are writings that chronicle the history of God's people for their time, and their experiences and lessons of faith. We can draw moral or spiritual lessons and principles from these writings, and strive to apply these to the context we live in today. The Lord has taught us a lot through the years about trusting Him, even when things don't go so well or don't turn out right in our eyes. I'm sure that for the children of Israel who left Egypt with Moses, things didn't look so great when they were lacking in basic necessities and wandering in the desert for 40 years. Many of them lost heart and sinned in God's eyes through complaining about their lot in life, and therefore never even got to enter the promised land of their future. After forsaking so many things and undergoing such hardship, they couldn't see the wonderful future God had prepared for His people of faith, which would eventually lead up to Jesus' coming. Reading about the lives of the great missionaries like Adoniram Judson, William Carey, Mary Slessor, David Livingston, Amy Carmichael, etc., if you didn't look at their lives through the eyes of faith, you could draw the conclusion that things didn't turn out so great for them a lot of the time. They suffered incredible hardships, lost loved ones, often operated with very little funding or resources, suffered illness, and in many cases, almost unbearable loneliness. Certainly, if they had chosen to live their lives otherwise, their lives could have been much easier. They could have stayed in their homelands. They could have had greater comforts for their families. They might have avoided the loss of their loved ones if they hadn't been exposed to foreign illnesses or physical hardship. They were willing to face such hardship because they chose to trust in the God factor. They endured as seeing Him who is invisible. That was an awful lot of enduring to do, and I'm guessing if you're like me, you've wondered at times if you could endure to the degree that they did. I'm sure many average believers of their day who observed their hardships wondered what the point was in all that sacrificing, if it was really worth it. These men and women of faith were often almost alone in their quest, following the voice of God and His calling for them with very little support. It all came down to the God factor, seeing God, Him who is invisible. How much faith those words of David Livingstone represented when he said, "I never made a sacrifice." Of course, we know by history that he actually made many difficult, heart-rending sacrifices. That must have been a living death. Becoming one of God's greats cost him everything, and I'm guessing there were a lot of unanswered whys in his life. So even if some things in life are unclear to you, or just plain don't make sense, you can trust that the Lord will continue to be your shepherd, guiding you to green pastures and cool waters of His words that will refresh your soul and strengthen you. He's the ultimate in God's Word. As John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus is the living Word, so ask Him to guide you and speak to you personally. He is the living Word that always applies to every situation and to every period of history since the beginning of the world and all the way to the end of it. So if you ever feel like your faith is in crisis, I encourage you to go back to the foundation, Jesus, and find your footing there on the Rock of Ages. Ask the Lord to speak to you and give you the answers you seek. Let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth and bring comfort and peace to your heart. Faith still comes by hearing the Word of God, and the entrance of His words gives light and understanding. These principles are timeless, so please continue to strengthen and ground your faith through reading His words and receiving His inspiration, instruction, and guidance for your personal life and walk with Him.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.